Hi, everyone. So my name is Robert Wilson with the University of Arizona. In my presentation today, I'll be going over how to communicate scientific research with the general public. So has anyone here ever been in front of a camera or have given a topic through video or there's been a few of you? Good. So what I'll be going over is just showing you the common mistakes that I've seen over my experience in working with media. I work with media with the University of Arizona, but I've also worked with a local news station from where I'm from as well. And I've just seen certain mistakes that have been made that really disengage the viewer, really disengage the topic, really. And so that sometimes can be avoidable by looking out for these common mistakes and making sure that you present yourself in a professional manner and also give your topic to the general public clearly so they can understand it and apply it to their industry if they needed to. And so since 2012, we've used social media at the university. We've used Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube to deliver our content via video with Fresh Produce Safety. And we give out guidelines, recommendations, and helpful tips just so that they can apply it to their industry in a way that they can also give it to their workers and their farmers. That way it's just all completely understandable to the general public as well. So again, I'll be bridging the gap between the scientific research and the community and making sure that everyone understands what the topic that you want to give across is about. So today's topics I'll be going over is voice composition that deals with monotone voice, lively voice, and the difference between the two and what you want to be using in your videos. Appearance is really what you would be wearing, how you would present yourself in a professional manner. Understanding content and delivery, it's knowing your topic and delivering it to a general public or even to another scientist or another researcher that may have a different terminology than what you'll be giving to a general public. And posture is the way you stance and the way you show your confidence in a video, because you don't want to have any distraction being made while you're presenting your certain topic in a video. And so the first one is voice composition. Now, with voice composition, again, there's a couple different types. The main ones that I've seen are monotone voice and lively voice. Monotone voice can be very dull and very boring and sometimes even disengages the viewer and causes the viewer to have what media normally causes listening fatigue. That really drowns out the noise into the listener and just automatically disengages them within the first 5 to 10 seconds if they were to hear that monotone voice. So in these next two slides, you'll be able to see the difference between what a monotone voice sounds like and what a lively voice sounds like.
I'm Dr. Nolte. Today I'm going to give you some recommendations that you can use when assessing risks associated with water quality at your farm or processing facility. Did you know that the current standard for water quality in food safety is 126 colony-forming units per 100 milliliters?
So just from listening to that video, what did you guys notice right off the bat of how he sounded? It was scripted. Very dull, very even boring at some point, right? It was just not very intriguing to the hearing of someone and wanting. Honestly, I would probably, after 5 seconds of listening to that, click exit and watch another video on YouTube. And so that's what you want to avoid. You want to avoid having that dull, boring voice and not being really just scripted, like you said, and also not having to keep it low. But you want to be enthusiastic. You want to have some sort of passion behind what you're saying. And so here's the difference between the monotone voice and the lively voice.
I'm Bert Nolte. Today, I'm going to give you some recommendations that you can follow when assessing risks associated with water quality at your farm or processing facility. Did you realize that the current standard for water quality in surface water is the 126 colony-forming units per 100 milliliters of water?
So a big difference, right? He sounded more clearly. He sounded more enthusiastic, positive even. He was moving his body around. He wasn't a stiff. And so that's what you want to have when you're speaking and using your voice, is always make sure that you have a lively, enthusiastic voice in your topic. The next one is appearance, and this is going to go over the way you should dress and how you should dress for the part. If you're, for example, speaking to investors with finances, you know, usually a suit and tie normally fits that kind of video. Or if you're reaching out to a group of kids or teenagers, having someone that's around that age group and in more casual wear would benefit your video in that manner. And so these are a couple different slides that we've picked out and the difference between appearance in the topics of your video. So what are you seeing wrong with her appearance? Yeah, the microphone, which causes the blouse to open up the cleavage area. And so, yes.
The various colors in the shirt there.
It's very busy, right? Yeah, it's very busy, and also it blends with the background, so it doesn't have any contrast there between the background and herself. Yeah, that's very good. So it's very loose as well, and it doesn't seem like it will fit this type of person either. So you want to always have something fitted and not very busy, and even contrasting the colors between your background and what you're wearing as well. So the difference between the two is you have someone here who's has a collared shirt, is well fitted, representing the university, and also doesn't have a very open, loose cleavage like in the other picture here. So that's what you want to avoid. You want to make sure that what you wear is appropriate for the viewer and that they're not distracted by what you're wearing, but they're more intrigued about your topic that you're giving. Understanding content and delivery. This is what you always want to make sure is at any time that you give a topic, you always want to make sure that you have different terminologies or language that you can give to any viewer that comes across your video, whether it be a general public, someone who just wants to first find out about your topic and is being introduced to it for the very first time, or someone who's well experienced in it and knows pretty much the whole lingo that we all know here. So in this video, it seemed very long-winded and using phrases that not the general public would normally understand, right? I'm sure there are some people here that may have understood that terminology, but given to if we were to post this on YouTube or Facebook and someone just came across to it, they would probably, you know, again, exit out within the first 5 seconds of it because they wouldn't understand the terminology behind it. So always make sure you don't speak above the viewer's head, but you always want to engage them by using common terminology and language. That way they can be interested in the topic and understand what you're saying about it. Here's the difference between keeping something not long-winded and to the short and point of your topic.
Keep chemicals in their original containers and don't pour into smaller bottles. And remember, don't remove labels from these containers.
So he gave three simple points. He gave a quick, short understanding, making sure that any person that came across learning about chemicals would understand what to do about chemicals and how to handle them in different bottles. And so that's the main thing you always want to make sure is when you're speaking to a general public, you just keep it short, simple, and to the point, and not having terminologies that some viewers may not understand right off the bat. Posture. Posture is the way you present yourself and the level of confidence that you have. So you always want to make sure you don't distract the viewer by slouching or leaning in a peculiar way so that they may be distracted by the way you're standing rather than understanding the topic that you're giving. And so in these next couple slides, you'll be able to see the difference between what an unusual posture or unprofessional posture looks like and what a confident posture looks like. So what posture flaws do you see here? Her head's tilted forward. Her shoulders seem to be slouching a little bit and leaning in a peculiar way. So, as you can see that, you want to make sure that you don't have your shoulders slouching forward, that your chin isn't down, but that your confidence level shows in your posture. And so you always want to have a firm stance and not distract the viewer in any way by your stance or really anything you can avoid. You don't want to have that distraction given on your video. So, what is he doing right? Standing up straight. He has his chin up. He even has good mannerisms, right? He has his hands in front of him, making sure that his shoulders remain back and that his chin's up high. And he's also directly looking into the camera. And so stand up straight and show confidence is the main thing that you always want to have. You don't want to distract the viewer, and you don't want to make any any kind of hunchback-like moves in the way you stand in your video. And so you can see the difference even between women is that this person on the left of the screen has their shoulders back, their chin up high, and they're not slouching in a peculiar way, while the other person is doing the complete opposite, possibly even distracting the viewer from the video instead of learning about the topic that they're giving. So in conclusion, the things you always want to look out for is voice composition, making sure that energy is always key in your voice. You always want to project and have a clear voice and be enthusiastic about your topic. Appearance, you want to dress appropriately and dress for the part and the topic that you're giving to the audience that you want to reach out to. Understanding content and delivery, when you know your topic, confidence is being delivered about your topic. And posture, you don't want to slouch and stand with good posture. Now, these are just four common mistakes that I've seen working over the last couple years in media. There are some other common mistakes that I've seen, like nervousness, being fidgety or sweating profusely, eye contact, you know, looking away from the audience or not looking directly in the camera, and mannerisms, you know, people that stand like a soldier instead of using their hands to interact with the camera. And so with that, I'll take any questions. Yes?
That one girl that you used twice and had a comparison to the side of her, mm-hmm. She was out in the sun and a comparison person was not. So I think lighting and placement are critical.
Yes.
The other thing about video then is sound quality.
Yes.
And your audio comparisons weren't always comparable.
Mm.
So I think, you know, you maybe bias some of the comparisons, but the point being lighting and audio make incredible.
Right. Yes. Any more? Thank you. Oh.
I was going to say one of the common things I see is when people are being interviewed, particularly on the spot, they use a lot of ums and ands.
Right. Yeah.
Pregnant pauses.
Yeah.
Do you have counsel for people before the interviewer says they're making conscious not to do that while they're doing it?
Yeah. It's sometimes a little difficult because it's just kind of a program into us to just kind of say that as we're going along. I even noticed that while I was going over the presentation, I may have said it once or twice. And so what you want to try and do and avoid is to know the next thing that you're going to be saying so you can, and even take pauses in between. For most people that want to rush to the next thing, they say or so and continue on to the next thing. Pauses are very important, and just knowing about the next slide or the next topic that you'll be going over will help out a lot, because then you could just go right into it and not have that in between.
Let's thank Robert and all the rest of the speakers. Thank you.